إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, we continue with our series of reminders and lessons from Surah Al-Hujurat, and we looked at two things in the first two ayat, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned His own importance of obedience to Himself, and also mentioned the special position of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayat in number 7, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ فِيكُمْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ لَوْ يُطِيعُكُمْ فِي كَثِيرٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْرِ لَعَنِتُّمْ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ حَبَّبَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْإِيمَانَ وَزَيَّنَهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ وَكَرَّهَا إِلَيْكُمُ الْكُفْرَ وَالْفُسُوقَ وَالْعِصْيَانَ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الرَّاشِدُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in this surah, in this ayah, He's mentioning, He's announcing something, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ فِيكُمْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. He's saying that know that among you there is the messenger of Allah. In the previous ayah we talked about where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that Allah said, do not raise your voice above the voice of Rasulullah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that those who do not raise their voice above the voice of Rasulullah are people whose hearts Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has tested for piety. Meaning that if you find in your heart this tendency to obey the Prophet, the tendency not to argue with the rulings of Rasulullah, the tendency to give the utmost respect to Rasulullah ﷺ, which is his due, then inshallah this is a good sign. It means that your heart has taqwa in it, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make our hearts full of taqwa and full of obedience and full of the khashyat of Allah and the hub of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying the same thing, and think about this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reiterating something which the sahaba already know. Yeah, do you think among the Sahaba there was anyone who did not know that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the messenger of Allah? Because any Muslim, how did he become Muslim? By giving bayat to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So he is saying, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. And in the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, did they not know who is Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Was anyone in any doubt? Then why is Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala reiterating, saying, know that he is among you? Meaning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reiterating a fact, meaning that's a way of emphasizing that fact. For example, you know, in a gathering you might find a whole lot of young people sitting and talking and maybe joking and maybe, you know, making some noise and all that. And in the gathering is also a senior person, a sheikh or a father or somebody. So we say, do you know who is here? Do you realize your father is here? Because you are reinforcing and reiterating this fact to say that, look, don't just, you know, talk any way you like and so on. Know who is among you. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that know that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is among you. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also talks about one thing, which is many times we have this tendency today, and of course this must have been there, you know, and throughout history, people we also have a tendency of obeying and liking what we like ourselves. And if there is something which goes against our desire, then there is this tendency to argue about it and to you know, disobey it. Or even if you obey it, then you do it in a very graceless manner. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that this is not acceptable. We know that Allah knows more than us, and we know that Allah requires and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has our best interests. And therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you order something, then this is for our benefit. Nothing benefits Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or nothing can harm Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to those things which we may not normally like to do, because it goes against whichever way we have schooled and coached our own psychology, right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that if he says, know that among you is the messenger of Allah, and if he were to obey you, meaning that if he was going to be, you know, giving you compliant fatwas. If we cater to your whims and fancies, today what is one of our biggest problems? Fatwa shopping, right? So you go and look for the fatwa until you find, you want to do something, you go to somebody and he says, no, this, sorry, this can't be done, this is not permissible. So then you go around fatwa shopping until you find somebody who is compliant, and then the person says, yeah, you can do it. So now you go and do it, and then you bad talk the first guy or whoever, and you say, you know, he's too strict and he's this and that. And here I found somebody who is the right one. Now why? How is he the right one? Because he agreed with you. Yeah, so our criterion of right and wrong is, does he agree with me or does he not agree with me? That's the criterion. If he agrees with me, he's right. If he doesn't agree with me, he's wrong. But Allah is saying the opposite here. See, look at this thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that if he, meaning Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, were to obey you, if he did whatever you wanted him to do, in much of the matters, meaning all the things that you want, you would surely be in trouble. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that. He's not saying he would be in trouble. He's saying you would be in trouble. Because he, if he permitted you to do what you wanted to do, then you would be in trouble. If there is a pit and you say, can I jump? And he says, yeah, go ahead, jump. So who is getting hurt? Who's breaking his neck? The one who's jumping, not the one who said yes. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, if he were to obey you, which is to follow your opinions and desires, in much of the matter, you would surely be in trouble. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says a very beautiful thing. He says, but Allah has endeared the faith to you and has beautified it in your hearts and has made disbelief and wickedness and disobedience. Allah has made, beautified the faith and endeared the faith to you and has made disbelief and wickedness and disobedience hateful to you. And then Allah says, these, meaning people whose condition is this, that Islam is beloved to them, that whatever Islam permits is beloved to them, and whatever Islam does not permit, they dislike. Allah says, they are the rightly guided people. So now, if you look at this, look at this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, like He gave us in the earlier ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us a criterion of judging, and saying, judging for ourselves, what is the state of our iman? And what is the state, how do we judge? Number one, we judge by looking at and saying, what importance do I give to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to his rulings? And how much importance should I give to those things? The ultimate and the utmost importance. And then, I must check in my heart and say, what is beloved to me? Is obedience beloved to me or is disobedience beloved to me? Is what Allah wants, is that beloved to me, or what I want, is that beloved to me? So some soul searching needs to be done. And then Allah is saying, if that is so, meaning if it is so that what Allah wants is beloved to you, that you love Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that you dislike kufr wal fusuq wal isyan, disobedience and rebelliousness, and all kinds of sins, if these things are disliked by you, then this is a sign that inshallah you are among the people who will be successful on the day of judgment. And that's why I remind myself in you, Islam constantly encourages us and tells us to be conscious of ourselves, tells us to be reflective, tells us to be introspective, tells us not to live like robots or not to live like animals, right? Think about that. What is the difference between, in terms of you know, physical abilities, what is the difference between me and a cow or a goat, or name any mammal? There's no difference. I mean, that thing also has eyes, I also have eyes, that also has a mouth, I have a mouth, that has ears, I've got ears, hands and feet, everything is the same, right? So what is the difference? The difference is in judgment, the difference is in intellect, the difference is in thinking, the difference is in decision making. An animal sees something to eat, it eats it. It doesn't look and say, is this halal, is this haram? No, it eats. When I was a child and growing up in Sanatnagar, I had a goat which used to eat mutton. Because we had our cook, you know, every once in a while they would put some khima, mutton, And then that it would disappear. So where did it go? I mean, there's no dogs anywhere, no cats, nothing, until we discovered the goat was eating it. So it was a cannibalistic goat. It was eating its own kind. Now, seriously, if you look at these things, does a goat know that there is a boundary here, I should not cross the boundary, this is my land, that is not my land? Does it know all this? No. Yeah, a chicken will go and eat anything anywhere. So what is the difference between that and a human being, and a Muslim especially, who eats anything anywhere? Jo mila khada. Is this what we are supposed to... Or are we supposed to look and say, well, is this halal, is it haram, is it makruh, what is it, should I eat? If you take away the judgment, then we are like animals. And this is unfortunately and sadly the state of a lot of Muslims today who are living literally like animals. Just the faculty, sensation to sensation, that's it. Allah has given us eyes. Who is a Muslim? The Muslim is the one who decides how I will use my eyes, what I will look at and what I will not look at. A Muslim does not say anything that looks nice, I will see it. There are many things which look very nice, but they are haram. They are not haram because they don't look nice. They are haram because they look nice. If it was something which was ugly, you would not look at it anyway. You don't have to make it haram. If the thing is attractive, and that is what takes you to Jahannam, so therefore we say, no, don't look at it even though it's attractive. Nobody denies the fact that it's attractive, but don't look at it because it is wrong. There are many sounds which are very attractive and very... go straight to the heart. And that's the reason we say don't listen to that, because it goes straight to the heart. It will spoil your heart. It will take away the noor from your heart. So don't listen to that music. Don't listen to that stuff because it is wrong. Not because it is not nice. It is nice. Nobody denied it's nice. But it is wrong. And the reason you say it is, we should stop ourselves, is because it is nice. If I don't stop myself, then I will fall into trouble. And what is it that is stopping me? Is this issue of saying that Rasulullah is with us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says he stopped you from things which are bad for you. He didn't say he stopped you from things which you dislike. There's no need to stop from dislike. And how much are we supposed to obey Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? وَمَا أَتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَحَاكُمْ أَنْهُ فَانْتَهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Hashr, Allah says, take whatever my Nabi gives you and stop from whatever my Nabi stops you from. Everything. Whatever it is. We don't say, no, but you see, this thing which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said does not apply to my business, or, you know, this is only to be done in the masjid. No. وَمَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَقُذُوا. Whatever my Nabi gives you, take it. وَمَا نَحَاكُمْ أَنْهُ فَانْتَهُ. Whatever he stopped you from, stop from it. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to fill our hearts with the spirit of obedience, so that we obey him and we obey his messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to do that, because this is for our benefit. And it is something which will save us on the day of judgment. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.